Hi. So you want to write a book? I believe everyone should and can. I'm Sherry Lynn Visbano, writing coach, editor, and ghostwriter. I'm an award-winning writer in fiction and nonfiction. There are many online programs that promise you to write a bestseller or create a book in a weekend. If that's what you're looking for, that's not this course. Writing takes time, effort, and perseverance. However, this mini course is geared to help you achieve the writer's mindset. Know the questions to ask yourself before you write the book. It'll help you gain confidence in researching and setting goals. It'll help you shed perfectionism to write your first draft. Do you want to learn the basics of self-editing? This course will help you. And what else this course will help you do is help you get a prayer team and learn the power of prayer for every writer. Do you need to be encouraged to write through the fear, doubt, worry, and even get through writer's block? Well, please stay with us. These videos will help you learn the basics of how to write a book. This first video, we will go over identifying your why you want to write a book, how to prepare your writing space, and to get the writer's mindset. So, why do you want to write a book? A lot of people have different reasons. Me, I wanted to write because women would ask me for my teachings in a book form. I said, I'm not a writer. And after a while, I prayed about it and I started writing. And here I am teaching writing. So if God can get me here, imagine what he can do to help you get your book written. So why do you want to write a book? Here are some reasons people give to write a book. Money. People want to make money. And there's nothing wrong with wanting to make money. But I must tell you, writing a book and being a writer is not the best way to make money. Only a few people make money while writing. However, if you want to write a book to gain credibility so that you can get speaking engagements and teaching appointments, that's a good reason to write a book, to gain credibility. Do you have a message that you want to teach people, whether it be a biblical message, a how-to book? That's a good reason to write a book. That's another reason people write. And another reason is to share your testimony and what God is doing in your life. There's many reasons why people want to write a book. And there's many reasons why people don't finish their book. But I'm here to help you and encourage you so that you can write your book from mind to manuscript. And I'm going to give you the basics. The why is important. Knowing your why will take hours off the writing process. So know why you want to write your book. Now, establish a writing space. Many of you may be listening from a different country. You may not have a lot of space. Maybe you only have a little corner of an area where you can write, and you write in your lap or on your laptop or in a notebook. Wherever you find to write, be comfortable. Let me give you some ideas. But first, I want to tell you a story to encourage you. I've heard of this woman who had 10 children. She wrote many books, best-selling books. How did she do it? 10 children, from toddlers all the way up. She told her children, when my apron is over my head, I'm writing and you do not disturb me. Unless the house is on fire or you're dying, And she got her books written. I have another friend who said, when I have this hat on my head, you do not disturb me because I am writing. I have people who write in their cars that write 15, 20 minutes in the morning, who have a little chair in a corner of their space where they write. But establish your writing space. Here are some ideas. Go to a coffee shop. Write in your car. Find a little desk. I'm blessed. I have a desk in an office. A chair, your kitchen table. Go to the library. If you need to leave your home, ask a friend to see if they will let you write in their home. Whatever you do, find a writing space. And that is your sacred place to script for the Lord. Make sure you're comfortable, because if you're uncomfortable, the writing is not going to happen. So we've covered writing space and why you're writing. Now, your mindset, the writer's mindset. You know, this world is filled with worry. It's filled with so many things going on. So how do we get to write? How do we focus? My first and best suggestion is prayer. Pray and ask God to help you focus. Because God has called you to write. And if he's called you, he's going to equip you. And I'm not saying he's going to equip you to be a best-selling author. He may want you to write one paragraph for one person. And that one person is going to take what you write and run with it. We don't know. God may reveal that to you. But get your mindset on obedience to God and praying and asking him what he wants you to write about. And I highly suggest that you get a prayer team, whether it be two or three people. Let them know when you're going to write, but let them know to pray for you continually, because it is a battle. It's a spiritual battle when we're obedient to God. Get your prayer team. And you know what that does for your mindset? When you know you have people praying for you, you're going to feel more relaxed. You're going to feel more empowered. So your mindset, obey God, pray, get a prayer team behind you. Writing a book is not easy. It is time consuming. It takes perseverance, and many people quit. But if you get your mindset in a place where you are going to obey God and write in his timing, and know that he is carrying you through this, you're going to get your writing done. My award-winning book happened over the course of 20 years of teaching and research and living it out. Some people write a book in a weekend. Some people write a book in a week. Some people take a year, two, 3 years. Obedience is the key. Mindset is the key. Take every thought captive. Set your mind on things above. Set your mind on the one who wants you to write. So the three things we covered in this video are your why. Why are you writing? Write that down. Why? If you don't know why you want to write a book, and you know it's just because you want to obey God, not just because you want to obey your God, write down, there may be several reasons why. Find your writing space and get your mindset to write. Now, these questions to ponder, and I highly suggest you get a notebook and write these down, because your notebook will take you on your writing journey once we're done. The questions to ponder: why do you want to write a book? What is your why? Do you have a place to write? Establish your writing space. mindset. Is your mindset on obedience to God? Do you have a prayer team? People love to invest in prayer, especially when they get to watch the outcome. So get a prayer team. I know you can do this. That's why I'm here to encourage you, because I've done it. Hey, if I can do it, you can do it. There's many people out there who never thought they could write a book. I never thought I could write a book. And I have a book and I'm in Chicken Soup for the Soul. I never thought any of this would happen, but God. So our next video, we will determine, we'll go into our why and finding our audience. God bless for now. Take care and write on.